full script. I have a million tags open. You and your husband are spending the morning relaxing in bed when his morning wood gets you both a little horny. With you having fulfilled one of his fantasies recently, hubby, oh, sorry, that word, hubby now wants to fulfill one of yours. And so you admit to fantasizing about him, forcing you onto your knees and using your mouth to get himself off. No, it's okay. You're both too cozy to actually get up and do it. Oh my God, that sounds really familiar. Like laying in bed with a lover and like, let's do this really, really hardcore thing. Like, yeah, that sounds rad. You want to just like do a scaled back laying down version of that thing? We'll do the real thing later. No, I've never done that. In a stroke of pure genius, you realize there's just no reason why husbo can't face fuck you right there in bed. Okay, so we've got some face fucking involved here. And bed sheets rustling. Let me get a thing.
Oh, shit.
What the did I do? Okay. I always forget when I take off my clothes, then that limits my ability to do clothing sound effects. All right. About the speaker. You are married to the listener, and you're head over heels for each other. Aww. You're a very giving person, having recently fulfilled one of your husband's kinky fantasies and offering to fulfill another one now. Oh, I can be a bit shy about my own fantasies. It's true. All right. Without further ado, okay, just get nice and cozy. All right. I need a bed in here. All right. Morning, babe. Did you sleep well? Yeah, I slept like a log. You been awake long? No? Wait, what time is it? Oh, why did the alarm go off? You turned it off? That was a bit devious of you, wasn't it? Oh, I needed my beauty sleep? Okay. Well, I think you just wanted to snuggle a bit more. Oh, sweetie, I know it's the weekend and all, but can't we just stay in bed all day? Despite how comfortable you are. Have you always been this cozy? Oh, you have? Well, aren't I just the luckiest girl in the world? Being married to someone as cozy as you. Big cozy teddy bear. I love you, sweetie. I had a dream about you. Yeah. Well, we were walking down some street in the middle of the night. I was in my pajamas, but you were... What do you mean, what pajama? Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing any now, but I was in the dream. Now shut up and let me finish. Okay. So I was in my pajamas, but you were wearing like one of those weird inflatable T-Rex costume things. You know... Like the ones that went viral because all those people would go grocery shopping looking like a dinosaur. And everyone we came across just kept giving you high fives. Like everyone would be high-fiving this random dinosaur on the street in the middle of the night. And some people even gave me a high five. I mean, probably because I was associating myself with Mr. Cool T-Rex Man. And at some point, Someone gave you this huge chocolate bar, so we had to sit down and eat it, and it was very yummy. Very yummy. Yeah. It was a really nice dream. I always have nice dreams when I fall asleep cuddling with you. If we're not careful, I might close my eyes and have another one any second now. Was this your plan all along, mister? Just stay in bed, fall back asleep, maybe wake up on Monday after having slept through the whole weekend? Oh, I mean, that does sound like a lot of fun, but I did say I'd call my big sister this morning, so... No, don't just pin me down like that. You are. Oh, just cuddling. Is that right? I know what you're up to, babe. You just don't want me to get up and leave you in bed all by yourself. No. No, I guess it's not so bad. I like being like this, wrapped up in your arms. It's very snug in here. You know I love it when you're the big spoon. Ugh, all right. I guess I can call my sister later. But, like, seriously, how is it legal for you to be this cozy? I wouldn't be surprised if some, like, government scientist knocked on our door and whisked you away. I need to research you because no one understands how it's possible for this one man to be so freaking snuggling. Oh, I love you too, baby. Would I let them take you? Hell no. 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 Not even if it meant the fate of humanity. Your snuggles are all mine. Humanity ain't getting any of them. Oh. You let them take me, you fucker. I know you're only joking. I was joking too. I totally would completely 100% let them take you. I love spooning like this. It makes me feel so safe. Like I could just spend the rest of my life cuddling with you and not have to worry about a single thing. Baby. Baby, I thought we were trying to get back to sleep. Well, certain parts of you don't seem very sleepy. No, it's okay. You don't have to apologize, silly. It's just I don't think either of us is going to be able to focus on sleeping with, well, that. Oh, it'll go down? I don't know about that. I mean, under normal circumstances, maybe. But your morning wood is pressed right up against my ass, and we both know how much you like my ass. I'm not exactly covering it up with much either. No nightgown, just my laciest pair of panties. So, your imagination must be going wild right about now. What do you mean, that's not going to help? I am not. Nuh-uh. What did I just say about that imagination of yours, hey? I can assure you, I am most definitely not grinding my ass up against you. How would we be able to go back to sleep if I was rubbing my plump ass up and down that big bulge in your pants? How could we possibly feel like sleeping if that was what I was doing? Sweetie, I'm trying to get to sleep here. And how am I supposed to sleep if you just thrust your hips into me like that? Could have thrown me off the bed if we weren't snuggling up so tightly. Oh, don't act all innocent. You, that doesn't mean keep doing it. Oh, I was the one who got you all worked up thinking about my ass? Naughty boy. It seems like neither of us really feels like going back to sleep anymore. All right, just let go for a second. Stop squeezing me for just a... Okay. There we go. Face to face. Hi. As much as I love it when we spoon like that, this right here was also really nice. Mm-hmm. Because I get to run my hands all over you, up your chest, and over your nipples, over your big shoulders. And I could just glide one hand up to your cheek, gently rest my thumb against your soft lips. I just love touching you like this. It just never gets old. And I can also boop your nose whenever I want. Boop. Baby. Oh, don't give me that face. Do you really think I'm going to ask you to get up and do something when we're like this? I was wondering. Let me finish. Okay. I was wondering if you'd be interested in maybe, you know, the other day, would you want to do something like that again? Yeah, you would? I mean, we had so much fun, didn't we? It makes me really happy, you know, that you trust me enough to do that sort of thing. I mean, I know we're married and all, but not everyone's comfortable enough around their partners to talk about their kinks and their fantasies, let alone try them out for the first time. So it just makes me really happy, babe, that you wanted to explore your fantasies with me like that. So, as you've convinced me to stay here in bed with you, why don't we just make the most of it? Why don't you tell me about another fantasy of yours? Oh, me? You want to know what my fantasy is? I don't want you to laugh at me or look at me weird or anything. You won't? What are you smiling at? Stop it. You're embarrassing me. I know I was just going on about about being comfortable with each other and all that. And you know it's not that I'm not comfortable with you. It's just... It's embarrassing, okay? All right. Okay. Okay, so I've always wanted to just be there for someone, like, sexually. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I fantasize about you being just, like, uncontrollably horny. Like, you just need to get off, and you need me to get you off. And you need to use me to get off. Because nothing else could ever possibly get you off as well as I could in that moment. The thing is, when I fantasize about you using me, it's very specific. It almost always involves you walking up to me, putting your hand through my hair, maybe giving me a slow, deep, passionate kiss, and then just grabbing the back of my head. And we would just look at each other in the eye, and you, like, already know that I know just what you want me to do. So I'd just fall to my knees, and you'd put your other hand behind my head, gently but still firm, because you're in control and you want me to fucking know that. And I guess your cock is already out. It doesn't really matter what you're wearing, because at this point, all I can think about is just me being on my knees in front of you and your hard cock being just inches away from my face, from my mouth. Quick time out here. Anxiety free, do you have a hidden microphone in my bedroom? This sounds exactly like me, like my real life me. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. I mean, I might have had conversations like these before. Not recently, but anyway, I just had to comment on that. And I'm legitimately blushing right now. Okay. And you don't even guide it in. No, you don't. You don't guide your cock into my mouth, because why would you? When your hands are on the back of my head and you can just move me however the fuck you want. You can just move my head until my wet lips are just right over the tip of your cock. And then you just push me down and slip your cock right into my mouth. And you don't stop pushing because you want to feel it all. You want to feel it all the way inside my mouth, inside my throat. And then you might just hold me there a little longer, just holding my head down with your cock filling up my whole mouth. Because that's what I'm there for. It's what my mouth is there for. In my fantasy, that is. I'm only there to suck your cock, to take you all the way down my throat. And when I start to gag, you'll pull my head back up, sliding your cock out of my mouth, all covered in my spit, and I'll look up at you, catching my breath. Desperate for you to just plunge my head back down onto your throbbing, wet cock. So, you do. You force me back down onto you, and your cock goes all the way down my throat with no resistance whatsoever, because by then, baby, my body is all yours. It needs to be used by you. My mouth needs you too, to fucking use it. And then you just relentlessly fuck my face. You only stop when you want me to breathe or when you want to see me beg and squirm because your cock isn't in my mouth where it fucking belongs. And in the end, you just face fuck me, deep throat me, basically use my mouth however you want until you just empty your balls in me and dump all of your cum onto my tongue and right down my tight little throat. I hope you don't think that's weird or anything. Don't laugh. Why would you find it weird? 'Cause, I don't know. It's not very ladylike, I guess. I'm sorry. This is so much like me. All of it. I am very uncomfortable. I'm very shy talking about my own my own desires. You've captured how I speak. Okay. Why would you find it weird? Because, I don't know. It's not very ladylike, I guess. And before you say anything, yes, I am ladylike. So, you're not weirded out by it? I mean, I know I wasn't weirded out by your fantasy, but this is different. Yes, it is. I guess, I don't know. I guess I thought that you'd expect differently from me. Oh, you always knew I had a slutty side? Well, how sweet of you to say. I love you, baby. kiss me. How do I want to do what? Oh, shit, of course. I guess we could try the in-bed version of it. That way neither of us has to actually get up. Crisis averted. Yay me! There's the man I married. I was wondering when you were going to start fondling my boobs. These puppies have been right here in front of you this whole time, and you've just been ignoring them, mister. Your hands have always felt amazing, honey. Just massaging my tit like that. Teasing my nipple with your thumb. Running circles around it. That strikes a happy balance between gentle and naughty. Well, screw gentle. I guess just pinching my nipple without warning. Pulling on it. I didn't know I was getting the full titty treatment. Ah, no, that wasn't your way of saying goodbye to my boobs, was it? Because now you're running your hand up my chest, up my neck, through my hair. It is nice just gently holding my head and cupping my face like this. But my nipple's gonna miss your fingers, baby, after you got it all worked up like that. Take it that you want me to head downstairs? Okay, let me just kick these covers away. And I could slide down the bed. I hope you don't mind me just gliding my hands down your chest, down your stomach, as I'm on my way down to your crotch. You feel so nice and warm, so rugged. I love your body, honey. I can't help but tease it with my fingers. Make your skin tingle. Here we are. Me at the foot of the bed. My hands resting just above your boxers. And my mouth lingering right over your morning bulge. Dangerously close to touching it. Why are you moving your hands, babe? Stop right there. No. I'm going to take your boxers off. So you put your hands right back where they belong. That's it. Back in my hair and on the back of my head. All right. Time to take these things off. Let me just bring my hands down from your tummy. Hook my fingers around this waistband and start pulling down. Oh, honey. You know I go all fuzzy when you tickle my ears like that. Stop letting me get distracted. I only got your boxers halfway down and you're not even bugging me about it. What's wrong with you? All right, and off they go. I'll just toss them to the side for now. Look at this cock. Have I ever told you how beautiful your cock is, babe? Oh, I have. Many times. Well, I mean, we can't have you forgetting now, can we? I'm ready, sweetie. I'm ready and I want you to use my face. That's it. Just push my head down. Oh, we're starting at the base. So you do like it when I tease you slowly. Guess who doesn't get to complain when I tease you like this in the future? Okay, all right. I'll just stick my tongue out for you? So I can lick you just how you want me to. Running my tongue over your shaft all the way to that sweet spot right under your head. That's it. Hold me there. And I can keep licking your sensitive spot, maybe. Going back down. Okay, do you want me to lick you from the base again? Or maybe from your balls? No? Oh, you want me to kiss it? You always did have a thing for my lips, didn't you, sweetheart? Just kissing your hard cock from your balls all the way back up. I can feel it throb with every little kiss. Finally back to this sweet spot of yours. I might just part my lips and tease it with the tip of my tongue in between kisses. Oh, look at you shudder, baby. Do you like how my lips tease the tip of your cock while my tongue teases your sweet spot? Don't you want more? Don't you want me to tease your cock head with my warm little mouth? There you go. You taste so good, sweetie. There's already a little bit of pre-cum for me. Do you mind me resting my hands right here so I can hold your cock in place? It lets me tease your crotch with my fingers and your balls with my thumbs. I know you like it when I gently play with your balls, babe. Yay. Amazing, filling my throat like that. Please, baby, do it again. Push my head back down. Sweetie, oh, it's so cute that you're worrying about me, but I really don't. In fact, I want you to just forget about all of that. You're not gonna hurt me. I want you to fucking use my mouth. Fucking fuck my face, baby. Don't worry about these tears. I like them. Fuck it like you'd fuck my pussy. I love you too, honey. But please make me suck you some more. Okay, tiny timeout. Since there are a lot of new people here, this is your chance to opt out of hearing me say your name. Please put in the chat if you don't want to hear me say your name while I'm doing this blowjob. There are a lot of you here, so I'm kind of halfway hoping half of you will be like, no, thanks. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm still waiting for someone to say that you don't want me to say your name. Or if you want me to say a different name, put it in the chat. Okay. Really, Damien? Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to start. I'll start at the top. Oh, I see someone just changed their name. Okay. All right. Use my mouth. And love in my mouth. Please. Please use my mouth. Please. Use my mouth, please. Please, I'll take it all the way. All the way. I need your cock in my mouth. Use my mouth, please, 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 please. Please. baby. Please keep going. Please keep going. Beg for it? Baby, please, 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 please don't stop fucking my face. Baby, please don't ever stop fucking my face. My throat was made to take your cock. It feels like there's a part of me missing when your cock isn't all the way in my mouth. So please, please, baby, just give me your cock. You're gonna come soon. You know where I want it, sweetie. I want you to come with your cock filling up every inch of my mouth. Your cock head deep in my throat. Your hands in my hair like this. It makes me feel like I'm doing such a good job. Make me take it all, babe. I want you to use my tight throat to make yourself come. I want to swallow it all. I want to take every fucking drop of cum you've got for me, babe. I want to swallow every single drop. She just fucked my face so hard. They're good tears. It means you used me exactly the way I wanted you to use me. You were bucking your hips so hard. You really went wild at the end there, didn't you? You did great, honey. That's literally what I wanted you to do. What I wanted to see from you. I felt so, so hot. Being able to drive you crazy with just my mouth and my throat. I love you. Have I told you that today? Oh, let me crawl back up to you. I think it's time for some more snuggling, don't you? I can rest my head on your chest. And you can stroke my hair some more, if you don't mind. That's the spot. If I could, I don't think I'd ever let your hands leave my hair. You never fail to make me all relaxed, and I just feel all fuzzy. Oh my God, breakfast in bed? Would you? Aw, but that means you'd have to leave me here all by myself. I think I'd rather you stay here with me like this. And then we can just get up when our stomachs start growling. First one whose tummy rumbles first has to cook breakfast. Yeah, I know you kind of just gave me an unfair advantage. That's why I said it. No, I'm not going to be hungry for a good long while. I'm just messing with you. I know you already offered to make breakfast, but, would you let me make it? I want to thank you for being so amazing and fulfilling my fantasy. Yay. What do you fancy? That does sound nice. I'll cook it up in a bit, honey. For now, let's just lie here together, snuggling and cuddling. You stroking my hair. I love you, sweetie. What a great start to the weekend.